hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And hello, Julie.
Hey, Christine Marie. How you doing, my mama?
I'm doing much better this week. Much better. The cold is on its tail end.
Yes. Last week was difficult. The week before that was more difficult. But it is tail end. And
yeah, then they say it takes 2 weeks. This one was almost three, but who's counting?
You are.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not count it out? You know, give yourself a goal. I'm almost tired of goals. I'm tired of goal people.
Yeah.
Goal-oriented people.
Yeah.
Goal people.
Who are those around people?
Yeah.
What do they have? Can you imagine 10 years ago we were those people?
I know.
And we had the vision boards.
Yes. And now I'm upgrading to mind movies, which is hysterical. Only the story. I was listening to Joe Dispenza this week, you know, in my book, and he mentioned the people who did the mind movie launch and their software and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I
remember that. That was like 10 years ago or
right.
so.
Right. And a mind movie is just basically a moving vision board, you know, yes, set to
yes,
music.
Yes.
And Joe Dispenza asked, like, what music would you set it against so that when you hear that song, you connect to your future self.
Right.
Because he's all about connecting with your
Rocky.
Present future.
I would do Rocky.
But then you're always connecting to a challenge, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
You're always connecting to a
How about Gabriel's Oboe then?
I do love that one because when I connect to that, I always connect with.
What's the other one too where they're running the race?
Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire.
Do, 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 do.
Is it the race?
Yes. Ah. I don't know if I want to use that as my theme
either.
Song.
I don't either.
But I
like Florence and the Machine, too.
Yes.
Dog Days Are Over.
And
that's pretty good, right?
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It does. The lyrics make zero sense.
Except for the part where he goes, the dog days are over.
Yes.
The horses are coming.
Yeah.
And that's just like, you know, the horses are here. They're powerful. It's the burden is easier.
Ah, oh, yes,
you know,
I like that.
It's just, and everybody knows what dog days are.
Yeah,
oh.
And dog days are over. You know,
I guess
good.
That would be mine.
I was thinking that you were going to say something like Queen.
You know? Oh yes. You that know. Could be mine as well.
Or you can have a mirage of them. Like you go from the dog
yes.
days are over
yeah.
to a little bit of Queen.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a good time. Let's just give me a call. Don't stop me now. That would be a great theme
yeah,
song.
That would
Don't
be cool.
Don't stop me because we're having a good time. Yeah.
I guess Rocky was just not well thought out enough.
I love Rocky, but I'm just saying
it's just,
that
it was
does,
too pragmatic.
It is very, honestly, if I was going to have a health vision board or a health mind movie,
mm-hmm.
I might put it to Rocky because, oh, dare I say I was jealous of the 70-plus-year-old Biden this week when I saw him take those steps so easily without even thinking about holding onto the handrail.
Right.
Oh, do I say
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. So you did say it.
Yes.
You said, Mom, look, he's doing those steps like not even holding the handrail.
Like he's doing it like a 45-year-old
man.
Just like Rocky. So, yes, maybe that's that you have the Rocky theme to your health goals. And then you have maybe Electric Light Orchestra, you know, with Mr. Blue Skies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
But happy songs, you know.
Happy for the vision board. The moving vision board.
A happy, I guess, motivational, inspirational.
Yeah.
I don't want one that's tweaked towards sadness or bittersweetness.
Oh, no. Well, there's that one that I used to love, but I guess it is too sad. But it's like, and we rise, and I rise up.
Yeah. Oh, you used to love that
song.
In
the video, she's helping
her husband. Her husband got better from the vet, yeah.
No, he didn't just get back from the vet.
He put his dog down.
No,
he's so sad.
He was a vet.
He was a vet.
And he's
yes.
in a wheelchair.
But he just got back from the service.
Yes.
Or the VA, the Veterans Hospital.
Right, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, but not the vet.
I know.
But you said that's too sad to have one be that.
I do like that one.
Yeah, but you're right, though. There's some, you know what? People, listen to us. Don't just take one haphazardly, a song.
No.
You got to have it really thought out because there's undercurrents to each one
yes.
that you don't want to bring on into your, as we call it, your present future. There's your past. There's your present past, which everybody seems to be dragging along these days.
Yes.
But we're encouraging people to hook up to their present future.
Yes.
And pull it in.
I was going to say, if I had two things I've learned from Joe Dispenza, that concept itself has been very forward-thinking for
yes,
me.
Yes.
You're either connecting to your present past or your present future.
Right.
I'm like, oh, immediately got it. Mm-hmm. And then I love the meditation of the basically chakra meditation. He wouldn't call it chakras because mm-hmm. he thinks that we've overused that word and got to be different. But moving the energy mm-hmm. up mm-hmm. your chakra line, mm-hmm. your kundalini.
Kundalini. Yes.
Upward and breathe over and out.
Yes.
And I love that. I love doing that breathing technique. I think it's been very helpful for me. Nothing, though, it's funny. Nothing's like so helpful that it changed my life forever. It never, but I enjoy these things. Mm-hmm. I can feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm probably the norm.
It's, well, here it is. It's what you're doing. It's all that you're doing and prep.
Yes.
And action.
Exactly.
And it's all of the above.
That's what I wanted to say, because when Joe Dispenza talked about the people who created Mind Movies, mm-hmm. he was talking about how horrible their launch went initially
mm-hmm.
and how they had to, like, they went into big time debt. They had no money because they had done this locally in Australia, but they wanted to take it to the world or mm-hmm. take it to the next big internet community at that time, which was America.
Mm-hmm.
They quit everything. They went and did a weekend online, you know, course in how to do marketing and all this stuff.
No.
Yes.
They had something like that on the internet?
Back then.
What?
Can you believe it? Yeah, they worked, and then he goes, they worked 12 hours a day, day in, day out, 7 days a week.
Gee, we work 16.
Yeah. Yeah, how dare they be lazy loafers? Mm. Just 12 hours a day?
Those Australians.
Exactly.
They're so lazy.
And they kept going because they had their Mind Movie that they knew they were going to have a $1 million launch.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept going because they knew it was going to be okay.
Right.
So they kept working harder and things would happen and bad things would go wrong. And their bank during the time of the launch decided to seize their money because it was such a lot of money coming in at one time that they didn't think it was possible. So they couldn't pay their affiliates,
mm-hmm.
which we
were one at one
yes.
time.
Yes, yeah. And they couldn't, and also because of the software issue problems, hardly anybody got their receipt with the link that shows them how to use their Mind Movie.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of problems went on, but they kept faith. They kept firm in their belief that it was all going to be okay, and they kept firm, and it all worked out. They made $700,000. In the U.S., but because of the way the dollar was with the Australian dollar, I think it was, they came home with like $950,000.
So they almost made it.
Yes.
Well, you know, but interestingly enough, we'd purchased a book,
yeah.
and in the book it had steps, and these were interesting steps, and we agreed with them all, and we got to the final step.
Yes.
And the final step was expect obstacles.
Yes.
Like, yes,
we get
you. We know that.
Yeah,
but now you feel as if you have to make it an absolute step.
And I get that because even today we.
But what I'm saying is that even though you have all these miraculous steps,
yes.
that we do, and they're yes. all amazing,
all these spiritual steps that you do,
right? And at the end, you might have to say, and expect obstacles.
Yes, and I think we could say expect all shit to go down, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny to think that Elon Musk had a Mind Movie or a vision board of how big what his companies are going to be doing? And
well, I know that I saw that one rocket ship explode.
Just recently?
Just the last couple of weeks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not the last couple of days, though, right?
No.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. they just shot up another one with 50 satellites, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, not another one. But yeah.
Not that we need more space junk, but.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe they'll come up with a way to clean that space junk up. That
That's
would be lovely.
Where the money's at.
Exactly. Okay, guys. Our American Republic people who do our trash, you got a whole space out there that you
That's
just
right.
You
know, and the next is the ocean.
They have somebody cleaning up the oceans now. There's a guy out there doing it.
How's that going for him?
It's a big dealio.
Okay.
But he takes the plastic and makes sunglasses out of them. And then you buy the sunglasses and that helps fund his thing.
Great.
Yeah, great. They were at Walmart, the sunglasses were. Mm-hmm. They started off at $19.99. Then they were to $12, and I don't know where they're at now. And the problem I have with the placement of the sunglasses, they're after where you check out. So
that is so funny.
They have a big, huge display.
After you check out.
But it's after you check out. Mm-hmm. And every time I go by, I'm like, oh, I want to get a pair of those. Mm-hmm. Be nice.
But you're not going back in there.
I'm not going back in.
Not going back in line.
So I just felt like placement's everything. Mm-hmm. Location,
I thought
location,
maybe you were
going to
say something. The only problem with the sunglasses is they smell like fish or something.
Well, I don't know. I didn't put them on.
Seaweed.
They do look like faux Ray-Bans. And I'm like, I'm not against that.
Literally everything out there looks like faux Ray-Bans. Literally everything.
Exactly.
I mean, I bought a couple of pair from China.
Faux Ray-Ban.
Or should I say China?
Exactly.
No, yeah, but they look like faux Ray-Bans as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah, the Mind Movies.
The Mind Movies. So, yeah. So, was it the Mind Movies or was it the fact that they worked relentlessly, never stopped? And I think that's what these Mind Movies or meditations or visualizations or hypnosis does.
Right. You go, wait a minute, in my Mind Movie, at the very end, yeah, I meant to like go through all this other stuff and still get my Mind Movie done.
And still get it done.
Yeah.
It's like you do all this so that you don't give up.
See, I'm not that girl, though. I do give up.
I know you do. Well,
I don't.
You expect life to be a little bit easier than what it is sometimes, right? Or no?
That would be wild to think that because... I mean, if you look at my life, it's been nothing, not really that easy at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
So I don't really know. I wish I knew why I start feeling like it's not worth this much dealio.
That's it. At some time, if you were the people in Australia, mm-hmm. 4 months in, when shit goes down or earlier, you would have gone, I'm not sure this is worth it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is worth it.
I think that's what I do.
And that can be okay, right?
I mean, I guess.
And then you can say there's a lot of things out there that just aren't worth my effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too.
Because I'm willing to say that. However, as you know, there are things that I do say, no, this is worth my effort.
100%.
And I do put the pedal down.
And there's also things that, because you've waited, they come a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our deck, for one thing.
Yes.
You've been trying to get that deck built for 2 years.
Right.
And
I've had several contractors come out.
To charge you a shitload of money.
Yeah, I mean, realistically going, oh, yeah, I can just write my own ticket here.
Yeah.
And I know what I wanted to pay for it.
Yes.
This or something less.
Yeah. Exactly. You had Norm and I going, Mom, we'll do this. We'll figure this out. We'll build it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
And Norm was like, yeah, we'll put it up on bricks. I'm like,
and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then...
Yes.
I mean, I got my job and my boss does this stuff.
He's a woodworker.
And I just happened to ask him and he said yes. And him and dad and a little bit of help for me, very little bit of help, built us a deck, a beautiful deck.
Huge.
That's not attached officially to our house because it didn't need to be. So we didn't have to have a permit.
Right.
It doesn't have to increase our.
No, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And so sometimes committing to like, I don't want this to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need this to be hard.
That's how I was feeling.
Yeah. And so there's got to be ways where we can say, I want this.
And I don't want it to be hard.
And I don't want it to be hard.
Thank you.
There's just.
Thank you.
So not all opportunities will
have
be yours.
Have to be struggles.
Yeah. And not all opportunities will be yours because the hard ones, you could have gotten what you wanted maybe sooner, but it would have been really, really hard.
I like that.
And you're waiting for it to be a little bit easier.
I like that.
Yeah. Why can't it be that way?
Right.
You know, why can't it
and
be
then
that way?
And then after the deck was finished, I said, you know, these things need floating steps. This deck needs steps.
Yes.
So you called your boss again and said, my mom wants beautiful steps along these things.
Yes.
And,
what do you think?
And he said, I'm going to go over the, and he said it was easier than, didn't he say something like it was easier than I ever thought it could be?
It was easier because it went better than I thought. It turned out better than I expected.
Yes.
He's pretty much a genius.
Yes,
but because Normano did the stuff he didn't want to do.
Right.
Which was drill.
Yeah.
Well, like Normano did all the drilling.
You know, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
There are people like him in the world.
Yep.
And then there's people like Normano in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the world go around.
Yes.
Norm's not the genius. He's the driller.
Yeah. Daddy is the
nail.
But he's
a genius for having you in his life.
Yeah, Daddy is the nail to my boss's hammer. I don't know.
Yeah, for every hammer, there's a nail.
Right, right.
And Norm's the nail.
Yeah, I think he's, I don't know what he would be for the his metaphor.
I can't figure that one out either.
You know. Or there's always a pool boy. And Daddy, for decades, have always said he just wanted to be a pool boy.
More than decades.
Yeah. And so he allows us to make the big decisions. And he's mm-hmm. like, just let me be the pool boy. Mm-hmm. I mean, just let me do the work.
Yeah.
I'm
but
happy.
That's because he knows, like, we've been watching, we invested in Discovery Plus mm-hmm. on Roku. And so we've been watching comedians on couches doing yes. House Hunters.
Yes.
And it's pretty hysterical. Number one, no commercials is lovely.
Oh,
but the idea that these comedians are saying stuff that we've always said, like,
yes.
you can paint that door.
Yes.
Yes, you can paint that. You can pull up that carpeting and yes. there'll be 100-year-old hardwoods in perfect condition under it. Just, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, just these things that we've always said that comedians yes. are saying for us.
Oh, I know. When someone walks into a room going, oh, they just painted that, you know, that teal. Like, no, you can paint it white, off-white, any color
yeah.
you want.
Yeah. But the idea is that a lot of the comedians were saying, you can pretty much tell within the first 5 minutes who's the boss in the relationship.
Mm, yes.
And who's going to really pick the house.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the men, comedians, they know good and well that it's the female, it's their wives, it's the wives. Yeah. And they know to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's Normano.
Mm-hmm.
He knows, like, maybe this is not my battle to win.
Do you think that a relationship is different? Okay, like, so you and Dad have been together since you guys were 19 years old.
Yes.
So in some ways, you guys handle each other's crap and baggage a little bit differently.
Yes.
Like, I think if you guys
came, we really do.
Yeah.
Compared to people nowadays, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if you guys came together at 40 or 50,
no.
I'm not sure
oh, no.
this relationship would work.
You can't get away with it.
Yeah. You can get away with what
no.
you did. You
know, like, and the stuff that Norm and I get away with each other only comes from being together 50 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, was there one in particular episode that you thought was interesting?
Well, in terms of relationships,
yeah,
there was a thruple.
A thruple.
And this was, I stopped the TV, I stopped the Roku, and I screamed, Julie, get your ass down here. And I said, at first I had to explain that
what
I'm
you're watching,
watching.
Yeah, I'm like,
House
what are
Hunters,
you watching?
Comedians on the Couches. She had no idea what that was.
I thought, my first thought was, genius.
It really wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Only we would have, yeah. And I said, and they're doing a thruple. And within the first 2 minutes, they decided that they wanted to count how many times this couple, it was two girls and a guy, said thruple. They were just tickled pink to say thruple.
It was interesting. They love calling themselves a thruple.
Yep.
And I when I came down and watched it, I'm like, what am I watching? And you explained it. And I'm like, it was, describe the thruple. It was
a man and two women. The, mm-hmm. the man was married to his wife for, I think, 15, I don't know how
yeah.
long, but he knew when they got into the relationship that she was bisexual, and he knew it, and he knew this was always going to, and so they finally found a third, mm-hmm. and they had a, well, he said in Colorado, it's there, you really can't get married as a thruple, so they had a commitment ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they, because they're two, those two are married, but they added a commitment ceremony. The two girls were white, and he mm-hmm. was in a tux. And She's a video photographer. No, she's a video.
I think lawyer.
Something for, yeah.
She videotapes courtrooms.
Yeah, videotapes.
Or, you know, she videotapes courtrooms or like discussions, you know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the husband's a reporter or
I don't think sports, something or other. I don't know.
Sports marketer.
They all have something they do. They all work.
They all have work. They all work. And so they show three houses. Mm-hmm. One house was the wife. She wanted. What was her main deal?
She only wanted a fireplace.
She just wanted a fireplace. Yeah. You're right. And a big bedroom.
The wife number one, we'll call her.
Yeah.
She's and wanted a nice bedroom and a fireplace.
Yeah. And then wife number two.
Who's younger.
Who's younger and is really mostly for wife number one.
Yeah.
In this. And she wanted a third garage. So she wanted to be able to park her car. Yeah. In the Colorado weather.
Yes.
And then she wanted a white kitchen.
Yes.
That's what she wanted. And the dude, he just wanted a view. He wanted an office of his own and with a view. And so they showed one house of each.
Mm-hmm.
So one house had a great view, one house had a fireplace, and one house had a white kitchen and a three-car garage.
Yep.
And it was really interesting. At the very end, the husband and wife come to each other and say, you know.
Husband and wife number one.
Yeah. She said, honey, we should just let.
Wife number two.
Felicia decide. Felicia. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
And so they generously and selflessly said, Felicia, you get to pick. Mm-hmm. And then we all just held our breath as
grabbed
we decided
what
she was going to do. Mm-hmm. And it come to find out that she gave the guy what he wanted.
She gave the guy exactly
the office
what he wanted.
With a big view.
And so it's funny because if they have to have three cars.
And they didn't have it. This only had two-car garage.
Two-car garage. And it was a townhome, so there's no way they can have a third-car garage.
Was it a townhome? I don't think so.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay, no, that might have been.
I don't think so. It had a big view.
Big open view.
Yeah.
So very interesting.
Yeah, so the comedian said definitely the guy will be parking his truck out front.
Yes.
And she will be having the garage.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really telling that at the end, the second wife decided to let the husband get what he wanted.
Yes.
I don't know why. And I kept thinking there's something to that because he didn't I don't think that was the right house for them. Personally,
no, it wasn't.
I mean,
so it was kind of a weird thing because then neither of the women got what they really wanted. They let him have what. I guess that was a way for them to compromise.
Maybe so,
or to beat him over the head with it.
But they all sleep together, which so it's not
they sleep
sister
in the
wives.
Same bedroom, so they're, not sister wives.
No, and it's a throuple. They're all together,
and they have their own position in the beds.
Yeah,
which I thought was interesting because the wife number one was on the outside.
No.
She wasn't?
I thought wife number one was in the middle.
I thought wife number two was in the middle. Anyway, if you guys go back and watch Comedians on Couches.
It's worth it.
To find
the
out.
The comedian that's the guesting is Seth Rogen.
Yes, Seth Rogen.
Does a great job.
Yeah. So funny. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was one where there was to get two black gay guys.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. And they had to stop their search because they showed this one guy, they showed him a house, and the little guy, I mean, shorter compared to the big, tall guy,
okay,
says, oh, my God, this will be perfect for kids and a dog. And the other guy looks at him and goes, kids? Who's talking about kids? And he's going, well, we're buying a house together. Why would anybody buy a house unless you're going to have kids? And then he stops. He goes, cut. He talks to the camera guy, cut. End scene. We have got to go home and talk this out because I'm not going any further than this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the show got stopped early.
No, it didn't. He just goes to the camera.
Oh my God!
Stop. End scene here. We're cutting this off. Of course, they're not going to do that. This is the best part.
Yeah, exactly.
This is when it gets juicy.
The producer's like, wink, it's cut off.
Sure, you know.
So don't ignore the red light.
Yeah.
Ignore the red light.
Yeah, exactly. So I really can recommend it, especially since we're talking about relationships, seems like.
Yeah.
Throuples and gay couples. And
yeah. And how... Well, Dan Savage said these are conversations you should have before you get really close. It's like, do you want kids? Yeah. Do you not want kids?
Yeah.
I remember when Doug and I had the conversation about kids, and it was a weird conversation. And then I got a text like 3 minutes later, or 5 minutes later, while I'm still with him. And it said, Julie wants to have a child. What do I do? And I'm like, well, I go, this is really weird. First of all, I didn't say I wanted to have a child. Second of all, why are you sending me this text? And then I said, hey, just to let you know, I got this text. Don't worry about it. I go, trust me, this text kind of proves to me that I don't want to carry your seed. No.
It proves to me that you are not trustworthy.
Yeah.
Who
are you trying to tell?
Yeah.
That's why I asked, like, who are you telling?
Yeah.
I would like to say this was a big blow up between us. We don't have big blow ups.
No.
I was just like, it just went to the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And then, and it was more information like, okay, this is what this relationship that we have is
defined by.
And if I wish, and like, I, you know, like I said, I there are times I go, God, I'm so grateful that I have never had, I always assumed I was going to have kids, but I don't have that crushing emotional connection to having kids like mm-hmm. some people have that like, mm-hmm. I, you know, and I'm like, oh, I must not have meant to have children. I mean, or I have faux children, which is more than enough for me.
She didn't say four people.
I said faux.
She said faux, F-A-U-X.
F-A-U-X. I have faux children. And I go, that's enough for me. I have faux grandchildren that call me Julie, and I have faux children that call me Julie, and so I'm cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I've gone to baseball games, softball games. I've gone to soccer games. I've seen it, so I'm done. I think there's a win.
You did a good job.
I did a good job. I didn't have to feel responsible for their college degree,
right?
In any sense,
and signing on any dotted line.
I didn't have to feel that way, so no. I count it as a win.
Yeah,
that's who I am. Well. I don't know if you want to talk about this.
What is that?
Well, you said relationships. And I was debating about talking about this, but I think I'll just share it because I have had a loss this week, a friendship loss.
Well, we both have.
Yes, we both have.
Yeah.
Because we're a team.
I would call it a...
We're a package deal.
What was... We had a throuple.
We had a throuple. We had a throuple. We had a friendship
for
throuple.
For over 10 years.
Yeah. And it ended abruptly.
Within like a minute.
A minute. It was over.
10 years.
Yeah. And it was completely, I'm completely saddened by it. And yet I feel like it was a successful relationship.
I know we've talked about it.
Yeah.
A lot, you know, because it's still pretty new. It happened on
Wednesday or Thursday.
And so it's still pretty new for us.
Uh-huh.
But I think what we feel overall is that it was 10 years of a successful relationship.
Yes, I would definitely call it that.
That has a conclusion.
Yeah.
That it has an ending and mm-hmm. a good run.
Yeah.
And you send peace to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
Love. You know, yes. And light and all good things. And you just sort of let it be.
Yeah.
You just let it be.
Because I can't, there are, yes, because it's not, you know.
Do you want to talk about how it happened?
I'll talk a little bit about how it happened. And it's interesting because.
And I'll tell you my side of it.
I would like some insights on it because I'm trying to analyze this on my part of this because I really love this person, but I'm sure it's over with. It's done, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a good relationship.
Right.
But she was my good friend from a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And I commented and say, oh, we're all kind of happy about the election. And we're just kind of like a sigh of relief. And we started kind of disagreeing on politics. And it's funny, as time goes by, I couldn't really tell you exactly what the conversation was about.
I can't either. It was really only, it lasted a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's what I feel.
Right. Oh, I know what it was. Cause she,
I think, well, you know what started it? You said, was it the word sad? That you said
sad? No, cause she said that you're going to need to find out why 74 million people voted for Trump. And I'm like, well, okay. I know why some people voted for Trump. I mean, like, I know why people vote for Republican because there's a huge population out there that are one vote people. like one issue people.
Yeah.
And like they would rather commit Harry Caray than vote for a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but she wanted to make sure I knew that like 74 million people voted for this man. I'm like, yeah, I understand.
And you kept saying, yeah, I understand. And I think I know why you said.
Yeah. And I said, some people are just sad. They have not. And then she said, well.
No, you said something.
I said, people are hurting.
Yeah.
I said, people are hurting.
Yeah.
And they're not being addressed. And they're finding ways to express themselves that are not, you know. And I'm really literally trying to figure how this went down because I know that as time goes by.
The memories
are not clear.
Yeah, I don't either. I remember.
And then, but some of the gist I got was, but she said people hurt all over the world.
That's what she said, yeah.
I said, I don't deny that.
And then you said, no, you said, I don't deny that.
I don't deny that.
Yeah.
I know, people hurt all the time.
But
people
then
are
she
hurting.
Kept repeating that.
Yeah.
I think.
And then she said,
let me just tell you in my dynamics, we're all three in the phone.
Yeah, we're throttling.
But for me, because of our phone situation,
yeah,
I have to in order to hear the other person,
yeah,
I have to turn my volume way up,
right?
Which means Julie is virtually screaming in my ear.
I feel so bad about that.
No, but that's how it always is.
Yeah,
so. But I'm always very quiet because I need to listen to the other person.
And I must have just come across as a big bitch.
And so you sounded extremely loud to
oh,
me.
Oh, no.
And all I remember is at one point she said, Americans are bullies.
Yes.
And you just kept running over the conversation. It sounded like in my ear.
Right.
Because you were so loud.
I would have liked to have recorded it.
Yeah.
Like, just for my own benefit to see where my partner was. Because I felt like I would leave her, let her talk.
Yeah.
But what's coming out of her mouth was so insulting to me.
Because she kept saying you.
She kept saying you. You're a bully.
And you said, I'm on the same page as you.
I am on the exact same page as you.
You kept saying that over and over.
Yeah.
But she kept using the word you. And I think at some point I tried to say, Julie, I think she's using the universal you mm-hmm. as yeah. opposed to the singular you.
Yeah.
And, I think that was all good, but then she said, and I am just, you know, Americans are armed, they're bullies, and they cannot figure a way to have a language that could have a universal you in it.
Yeah.
And I went, you know, now we're just...
And
you said, I apologize.
I said, I apologize, and I love you.
And I love you.
Yeah, because I meant that. I heard you.
You said, I love you.
I apologize, and I love you.
And she said, how could you love me?
Yes, and think that I meant you were being a bull. I'm like, oh, you guys... And first off, she has a really good command of the English language. I mean, there's not a language. She's fluent.
She has excellent excellent skills.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we got into a little bit of a tuffle because at that moment I see a huge picture everywhere I go. Like every situation I see spokes of every damn wheel. And so I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to say it was one thing. Like, and how dare you guys let people infiltrate the Capitol? And I'm like, first of all, I didn't do anything. Second of all, I'm getting mad about this because
You were so at peace and happy.
I know. I really was. Yeah. But it was interesting. And I hearing it. And now taking what she said, because I really didn't want to apologize. And I did apologize to her.
Yes.
And I said I loved her.
Yes.
And then she hung up on me.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, I did my part. And
yeah,
it is what it is.
I was grateful, though, that you were able to say I apologize.
I am, too.
And that I love you. Because it felt like...
And I meant that
like
by my heart.
It just felt complete then.
It did. It felt complete.
It just felt like, okay, there is no more need to...
And I know she heard me because she commented that there's no way I could have possibly have loved her.
Right.
But it was interesting because... I never understand why politics is such a hot button issue because I feel
I don't
like
either.
That it at any given moment there are so many different ways of looking at a position
and also we don't know everything.
We never know everything.
Who are we to think that we know everything?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I understand that And I, you know, I like Dan Savage's way of looking at it. I don't know if it's a campground, but I think that I know that you and I were better for this relationship.
Oh, definitely. You know? And I feel bad because in some way she lost two people. We lost one.
Right.
Because we come as a team. No problem about it. It just is what it is. We met her as a couple. We brought her in.
Thruple.
Yeah, we're a thruple friendship. And I feel bad that you have to no longer be in that friendship because it's a natural ending. It really feels clean.
That's what I feel most. I mean, I prayed about it.
Yeah.
And I thought about it. And it's... I don't know how to come back from that, number one.
Oh, right.
And I don't know if you should come back from that.
Right. You
know? So, so I just feel like it, you know, like it's a successful ending to a good run.
It was a successful ending.
Kind of like, you know, there's like a 10-year Broadway play of Cats.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the last one.
Yeah.
And everybody just... Bravo, bravo.
And maybe things have to end up in an explosion of some sort for some people because otherwise it may feel like it drags on.
Or how do you do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you have a relationship like Doug and I for 20 years.
Well, speaking of that, though, Hillary said, you know, you were talking to Hillary about this.
Yes.
Because you had some time. Doug was in the hospital this week having a knee surgery. And so you had some time to talk with his daughter, Hillary.
Yeah.
And so you were talking about how this long-term friendship ended. And she said, I don't know. And it was the day after the inauguration.
Right.
And she said, funny that her grandfather had the day after the inauguration
blocked her
on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
her husband or sister. Yeah.
They are of different political persuasions.
Right.
She and her granddad.
Yeah. I wish to God I really dug Facebook because people just love it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm just not, I don't know why.
We just don't know how you have the time to do it.
Well, and also, if I know people so well, why do I get together then with them? Like, don't we want to like connect and talk about things
guess what? Aunt so-and-so gave me a thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh, good. Okay, good. You know, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And they
must feel differently about it.
Yes. And maybe if I had more time, I would be more interested in it. Mm-hmm. I really do try, though. Like, I do work on,
if me and you didn't live together, mm-hmm. would we be on Facebook and, like, I'd be thumbs-upping you all day long and you'd be thumbs-upping me all day long? And we would feel at the end of the day that we were, like, had a good relationship?
I guess we would. I guess that's how it would work.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That's sweet. Yeah, exactly. But she goes, I don't know what's going on, but, like, my grandfather blocked me. I go, why would a grandfather block you for just having different political views?
Right.
And she said, I have no idea. She goes, and I was worried about it because I'm like, why hasn't my grandfather been posting things? He always posts stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't. And that was the reason why, because I guess he didn't want to see her postings of
Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah, and like Bernie Sanders in his muff, you know, in his mittens and how cute he looks.
Yeah.
He didn't want to see any of that stuff, so he blocked him. And it was so cute having that reaction with her.
Yeah.
She's like, this is just wild. What's going on in the world?
What's going on in the world?
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I talked to Quinn about this because...
you had time with Quinn.
I had time with Quinn.
Doug's other daughter.
Yeah. And it was cute because she had a different perspective.
By the way, Doug's surgery was a success.
Yes. Oh, yeah. By the way.
And he's fine.
His surgery was a success. And it was good. And it takes a village. Thank God there was a village for him.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all the village people to help him out.
YMCA.
Exactly. It does. It's Donald Trump's.
Oh, that's another era.
Yeah. And it was interesting because her and I started talking about this and then got into a different subject. She goes, I understand when I was talking to Quinn, it happened like within a day of the conversation. So the actual conversation was a little more clear in my head of what went down.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing Quinn's take was like, oh, I can see your point of view with America being horrible. I'm like, okay. I can see your point of view. I'm like, okay. She goes, but it's
Here's the thing. I don't understand why I would never, you know, I would never criticize somebody else's country.
Exactly.
I just
like anybody it just, has it, any.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, even if your criticism is a critique.
Yeah, exactly.
If I could just tell you this, people, you will, straighten up and fly right. I just would not. To me, that makes no sense.
Right.
Common sense.
To
criticize or critique.
Yes.
Or even do suggestions.
Oh, that's somebody else's because that was what our friend wanted. She wanted to give me suggestions on how I can, I don't know, stop this from happening or whatever. I'm okay. Well,
you have so much power, Julie.
And also, I don't have a lick of time for that problem.
Right.
Quinn might have take on those
she
problems.
She doesn't have a job right now. So,
and she can
so
take
she
on
can,
those problems.
She can't hate America.
Yeah. She can say, I appreciate that. But it was so sweet because in that conversation with Quinn, we started talking more, and I found out she goes, you know, Julie, you're just not the wokest person I've ever met. You know, you're not the wokest person. And that hurt me on the scale of 1 to 10 to 2, because I think I'm pretty woke, but I don't think I'm woke. I think I'm very...
No, you're not. Thank God you're not woke.
No, I'm not woke.
You're woke enough.
I'm just like,
you're woke
care.
Enough to see the comedy in being so woke.
Right.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm like, live your life.
Like, listen, Quinn doesn't go to work because she had to call in sad.
Yes. Sometimes she does do that. And that's exactly right. And I love that about her. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And
that's how woke she is.
That's how woke she is. And so I heard her out and I'm like, oh, okay. And I did get some more insights. I'm like, okay, deeper understanding. We talked about the phrases that pay this, you know, this time around and what and how they're silly phrases. Like they aren't clear enough. People misunderstand them, you know.
White privilege.
Because I said I had a problem with that because I don't feel privileged. And then she said.
And she said, that's because you're too privileged to even understand.
I'm like.
You're white privileged.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
And then,
gosh.
You know, that's just a hole that you'll never get yourself
out
of.
I go, okay. And so I heard that. So it was interesting talking to Hillary. She had her perspective.
Yeah.
And talking to Quinn. She had her perspective.
Yeah.
My perspective of the whole situation got deeper understanding on who I am.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Like, I get you. Yeah. I get you. But it was fun. And the only reason why I brought them in, because they know this person. You know
right.
I mean? Like, we've done it together. I mean, they know
him,
you know, and so forth. Yes. And it was also great because I felt along the way.
And they love this person.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that these were everybody. No one dissed anybody. There was no like, no one dissed anybody.
No.
It was, you know, so that's why it feels just a nice, normal, like, okay, this is not nice. This is just like an ending to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. it was a successful relationship.
Yes.
And all around it was a success.
Yes. It was, like I said, it's cats.
It's cats.
It's cats' 10-year run and it
it's
was
over
the
with.
Last performance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, I'm still a little shell-shocked by it.
Yeah.
And
me too, in a sense.
Yeah. But what I do realize, too, is that because I'm a very loyal person, I never feel a fight ends anything. Like,
right.
You and I, if we had
a
fight.
And I don't see how you guys had a fight, really.
We didn't have a fight.
It was weird.
Yeah. It was a weird situation.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, because we didn't. I just.
You were trying to tell her over and over again, I'm on the same page as you.
But I wasn't going to take, I just couldn't take being, for lack of a better word, assaulted.
Right.
I was like.
Only because it was the you thing. You guys are bullies. You're this.
Yeah. Well, because I also don't think, like, I wouldn't.
No, was it different?
No, that was it. Mm-hmm. I mean. It's hard to put in words because when the conversation went down, like I said, I wish I would have heard it because I know that I do have a tendency to talk over people. And when I tried to get quiet and I heard what she was saying, I was getting more insulted. And I'm like, I was like, okay.
Well, can I say, truthfully, because I did hear part of the very last part. Part of the very last part was insulting.
To me, yes.
Not necessarily to you, but that the fact that, you know, our language is degrading.
Yeah.
And that we're bullies, that we're armed.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, yes.
And no. Yeah.
And And yeah, we're still Americans.
Yeah, I can't change any of it.
And I would not live any place else.
Yeah, and we couldn't. We can't. I mean, I know people who have become expatriates, and I'm like, I don't feel like going to Honduras or Guatemala. I just don't feel like it.
Quito, yeah. Ecuador?
Yeah, Quito, Ecuador. I wouldn't
mind. We might go to Italy.
You know, I mean, even that. I mean, look, I'm like, I got to pay $100,000 for a home that's just basically stones.
Stones. and the lower levels where the animals are kept?
Yeah, I just don't know. I just think it seems like a very lateral move. I don't know. But I you might be able to tell, like, as I'm talking about this, I am getting a little bit sadder and angrier. Like, why did this have to happen? But I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
You're
I'm
good.
Really good.
You're good.
So I was watching. Go ahead.
You're loyal. You're my ride or die girl. I'm your ride or die girl.
Ride or die girl. Yeah. Exactly. And sorry, I'm not woke enough.
You're woke enough for me, girl.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I was listening to Bill Maher on Friday night.
Yeah. I was too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But what I thought was fascinating is kind of talking about politics again.
Yeah, yeah.
He interviewed the guy, head of the FBI who wrote some book, I don't know, and his experience at the FBI. But talking about the new real big challenge for us is domestic terrorism.
Right. I don't think Bill could get it, what he was trying to say.
I agree.
I think Bill had a point of view that wasn't as full-bodied as this former FBI guy.
Well,
But what I was going to say is that we have a domestic terrorism, or do we, policy. Well, no, I think it's like the guy referred to 9/11.
Yeah.
We understand domestic terrorism when it comes from an outside threat.
Yes.
You know, and we also know that these outside threats they were inside the U.S.
Yes.
But we don't know how to handle like what we saw at the Capitol on January 6th.
Right.
Which he was saying this, he said, there's nothing on our books like this was domestic terrorism. That's what you have to call it.
But he
said all we could charge somebody was stealing Nancy Pelosi's lectern.
Right. All we could charge them with
trespassing.
It's trespassing. Because unless they hurt somebody or kill somebody, all you have is trespassing, destruction of property.
Because we don't have domestic terrorism as a crime.
And so I was thinking about the big one that happened, which was the Oklahoma City bombing. That was a domestic terrorism for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we called it that, but that's exactly what it was. But because it resulted in mass murder, they knew exactly who to charge him for.
Right.
But if nothing happened,
if murder.
Nobody died,
right.
And maybe, you know, if they just broke in, it would just be destruction of property,
trespassing. That's what they said. Yeah.
And he said, we need to have on the books a form of domestic terrorism. And they talked about
so that we can actually put these people away.
Right. And then Bill Maher, when he had his roundtable discussion with two other guests, don't know their names, but I now follow them.
Yeah, because they were both very enlightening.
Yes. And talking about that we could see the writing on the wall from all places, extreme left and extreme right.
Right.
You have Antifa, I always thought, like, was it Seattle or Portland? I think it was Seattle.
Probably either one.
That had that two-block radius taken over by these guys.
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell? Why are we letting this happen?
Yeah.
And then when we had in Michigan, where the governor was going to be, they had a plan of kidnapping the governor.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Like, we need to knock. First of all, you come to a gun with, you know, calling all National Guard, all, you know.
With a gun.
Yeah. We need to knock this stuff down. And so I think we did fail. We, meaning not me. U.S. lawmakers and U.S. the police people need to come together going, we're going to have to knock this shit on the butt because you can see it escalating. Mm-hmm. And how else would it escalate but to here?
Yeah. And so, and then Bill Maher says, well, yes, we can do all that, but are we taking away people's rights?
And that is the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
And I don't have those answers.
And none of us do.
No.
But this is where this is a starting point on where the discussions have to go.
Because if you say this, that we have to have a more line in the sand kind of a thing, mm-hmm. which we should, mm-hmm. what happens then is that you'll have the other side saying you're taking our rights away. Mm-hmm. And there is a balance, but because...
But they said too, like they said that, they, of course, in that the January 6th insurrection, yeah. they said, of course, there was just like, you know, sort of quote unquote normal people there. But there were a lot of people there that had, they call it calm, like buds in their ears,
yeah.
getting directions
yeah.
from people and telling them where to go.
Yeah.
So it was that coordinated.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like a lot of people that had the right to rally mm-hmm. and I guess kind of got like
and
out of
hand.
And I think
it's funny interesting that they are supposed to wear masks so you can't really tell who they are. I mean, we hear stories about how family members and exes are now.
You're talking about ex relationships.
Yeah, it was like, that is definitely my ex.
That's my baby daddy's.
Yeah, like, I'm bringing him and his ass down.
Oh, he hasn't paid me in 6 months. I'm turning him in.
And that's called the community responsibility.
that's when it does take a village.
Exactly, it takes a village. And so I'm curious. I guess in some ways, if you entered that building, you should just be, they should all be arrested for trespassing.
Yes.
Every single person.
And then, but he said, like, that's the highest we can take it to.
Yes.
We can't, you
except
know,
for the ones that did hurt the people and all that stuff.
Yeah. And then we took him for that. But,
right.
But there isn't just a blanket thing called, hey, you're a domestic terrorist. And this, it comes with a 20-year or a,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
a stiff penalty.
Yeah.
That would scare people.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, I'm kind of on your side, but it is an interesting place to land on. It feels
well, yeah.
like a point that I can understand this, I can understand that. How are we going to get from point A to point B? I know we can because we are a mare I can's.
And guess what? I know that I don't have any skin in the game in the sense of like, I can only do what my part is. When I hear people being cruel locally, I can say, hey, let's knock it off, or take care of my family, take care of my bigger family, take care of my community, try to do the best voting.
The best thing I could do after that day, you know, mm-hmm. was I just felt like I needed to take care of my, we gathered together this big box of food for our food pantry.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I could think of.
Right.
You know, to help where we are now.
Right. Exactly.
Locally.
Exactly.
How do we help these people, you
yeah.
know.
How do we help this?
Yeah.
How do we help it? And really, it's our job. But I don't know. There are moments that I just keep holding on to peace, holding on to my vision for the galactic team to come down and say, "Hey, you want to go for a ride?" And I'm like,
Maybe I might think about it this time.
I might be thinking about it. I go, got to pay for two more people because I got two more people in the house.
Yeah, and a doggy. Like,
and a doggy, yeah. Yes.
Can we all go?
Can we all go? And they'll be like, yes, we can all go. I'm like, yeah. All right, cool. And then they'll say, but guess what? I go, what? We go through portals, so I'll be able to bring you right back a minute from now. You'll have gone a year, but to the rest of the world, you'll have just been gone a minute. What do you think about that? I'm like, all right.
That's Julie already. Can't we just stay up there, Jules?
Okay, yes.
You know, last week I posed this question. When is it appropriate to or not appropriate to have your Christmas lights up anymore?
Yes.
So today you guys have announced that we are taking our lights down. And I said, except for our peace sign, I am leaving our little lighted peace sign up.
Yes.
As a tribute to how we want to
experience 2021,
beam peace out.
Yes, I love it.
Into the planet for all. Yeah,
I wish everyone out there a little bit more peace. And I do love you,
and I love you.
So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Hey, it was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.